the curve away stands the house that you knew. But the window of the living room, punctured with jailbreak irons. A lap truck plays over the path when forgiveness is granted. The clarity in letting go was with dreams of bringing hell to your door. Smoldering thoughts left behind for the smoke falling
Yeah. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was Wonderful Dream by Lavoro off of their album The Heat. Before that, Regicide by Victime off of En Conversation Avec. Before that, Gertrude Stein greeting card from Pape/Danforth. That's off... First I'm going to say the artist. It's by New Fries. Off of their album More. I've got all the columns mixed up here. They're in like the wrong order, so this is really screwing me up. Okay. And then there are five songs too. There's so many. Okay. And then the second of those five songs was Placard by Dirty Milk off of Squirm. My eyes are just going all over the page here. This is terrible. And the first of the five, first of the hour, was Smoke Falling Over the Ridge by Doreen off of Feral Bloom. Five Canadian songs. Not all incredibly recent. New Fries in particular, that was from 2016. And then Doreen is, in fact, the oldest of the rest of them, with their final release, which was in 2022. Didn't think I was going to include Doreen, but I was scrolling through my Bandcamp library and I realized the whole post-punk feeling of this little block here is pretty good. And like I mentioned, all Canadian artists, which was not intentional. I knew I'd be playing a number tonight, and not all of these are the ones that I thought it would be. And I often doubt myself whenever I play a lot of Canadian stuff, like in a bunch like this, and I think, you know, am I just cheating? Am I just being lazy? Am I just connecting these people because they're Canadian? Or is there actually some sort of Canadian sound or like common sound between these guys that makes them worthwhile to put together? I'm not sure if I'm entirely happy with the cohesion of this five-song block. It's rather large, too. I think it's kind of hard to keep that together, maybe. But yeah, I think there is something in common between all these guys. And it's nice because, I mean, I've been playing a decent amount of Dirty Milk lately. I think they've been in a number of my plays. I've played them like 3 times or something. But in light of that, I've been trying to find more, I guess, like noise rock in that sort of vein, or like post-punk in that vein. And I haven't come across a ton in Montreal. Victime is maybe kind of there, but I feel they're closer to like New Fries. But I was very excited to come across Lavoro. Had a release in 2023. I hadn't heard of them before, so it was pretty exciting. And it definitely seems like there's other stuff that's going on in Toronto in particular. That's where Lavoro is from. So, yeah. Anyway, the reason there are five songs there is because I got two special songs coming up, and they're about dogs.
Faces going places, dogs is braces. faces. Don't piss, don't shit, won't tie the lanes. Does the sprints, crossing fleets. They teach, she spits on perks. Know what I mean? The stock's a billionaire. This stock's too small. This song is 12. This stock ain't second. This stock just smells. This song is female. This song is tails. This song is true. This song's a cat head. Wanna be the biggest song in the world. 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 Sleep with 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 the biggest song in the world.
I've been good, I've been bad.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. My head hurts. Last song was Dog Walker. It was by Vangas. Maybe it said Vangas, but it's one word. Off of there, self-titled. So that's Vangas again. And then before that was Dog Show. It's by Night Lunch of New Zealand, off of their album Measure Twice, Cut Once. Yeah, both terrific albums that I've been listening to a decent amount lately. And so Night Lunch, this Night Lunch, is from Dunedin, New Zealand, if I'm saying that right. And then Vangas, how I'm going to say it, is from Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, both of their releases were from 2024, I think around these... Well, I think Measure Twice, Cut Once from Night Lunch was summertime. I think Vangas's self-title was April. I'm really crossing my fingers to see more from those guys. It seems like it took Night Lunch a while, and it seems like Vangas has gone quiet. But I'm really hopeful. And I was also listening to some of the earlier Vangas material earlier today. And their most recent release is like a really big step up from at least the random bits that I picked through from like years ago. So that's really exciting to see as well. It feels like it's just a really, really impressive album. And I'd say the same thing about Measure Twice, Cut Once. I think I already have. I think I've said that multiple times now about both albums. But I keep mixing them up. They're about dogs. I like the dog motif. I did make an effort to like, you know, bunch those together. Obviously, totally different approaches to the dog thing. And if I had my whole music library accessible to me, I would just look up the word dog and find some perfect third dog track to throw in there. Maybe. But yeah, it didn't pan out, so I scrunched everything into that 5-song block before, and now here we've got our two dogs. One guy who's a dog, and then another guy who makes dogs. And I think that's terrific. I also want to commend like the lyricism on both these albums. They're just really heavy hitters for me. And they just drive me nuts, it feels like. So they're really, really fun. Almost hard to listen to them in like single song format like this. Like I really feel like I'm tearing them away. So anyone who liked those two songs, I'd really recommend listening to the full albums that they're off of. Definitely worthwhile. Anyway, more stuff coming up. Some stuff I think from an Australian band. This is going to be a band called Twine. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, last song, Vitamin Beauty by Her New Knife off of Chrome is Lullaby. Before that, This Will All Burn, excuse me, by Flooding off of their three-way split with Nidosphere and Abandoncy. And then before that, New Cleaner by Twine off of New Old Horse. Those three bands, Her New Knife is from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Flooding from Kansas City, Missouri, and Twine, in this case, is from Adelaide, Australia. And I came across them because I think I was looking for the Montreal Twine in the CJLO Digital Music Library, and came across them by a terrific stroke of luck. I really like their album. Yeah, that was a pretty exciting find for me. And I'm not sure how I feel about having mixed Vitamin Beauty into that, but Her New Knife is also a terrific band. Managed to actually see them recently. That was a few months ago. They played at La Sada Renea, if I'm saying that right, here in Montreal. Forget who they played with. But it kind of bums me out now to think of these other bands, you know, like Twine of Adelaide, and then also Flooding. It's like, man, I'm probably never going to see these bands live. Same goes for bands like New Zealand's Night Lunch, and then Van Gas, as I'm going to call them. You know, so I really cross my fingers that these guys all do like a North American tour, or at least up the East Coast or something like that. Van Gas in particular. What does it take to get out of Georgia? But yeah, keeping my fingers crossed for that. I'll start imagining like these sort of perfect shows in my mind, but often it's exciting enough just to come across something terrific that I'd never heard of before. Anyway, coming up next is one of those bands, sort of, called Bleary-Eyed.
Thank you. It's the not in me.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show's past tense. Last song, The Board, was the last song of the hour. It was by the band Fib, off their self-titled. Before that, More Than Monotony, by Mormon Toasterhead, off of Monocarpic. And then the first of the three was Pennies by Bleary Eyed off of a Julia's War triple split that they did with Euphoria again and another band I'm forgetting. And I said that they're a band I didn't know of when I first heard them play, which was in the fall sometime at the former Ursa, which is Petit Ours now. They played with Fleeting Colors, I think, and a third band that I can't remember, but I think it was pretty good. I say I didn't know them, but I had heard a compilation from Julia's War and Candlepin Records, both out of Philadelphia, that included them, and I just hadn't realized it or gotten into them at the time. That included Ulele and a country western, so that was sort of a big thing for me at the time. That was back when I was still living in Kingston, Ontario. So it was really cool to sort of rediscover Bleary Eyed and then realize that they had some really cool material. I was also lucky enough to catch up with a couple of the members and ask for their recommendations for other Philadelphia bands, and they recommended, as it so happens, Mormon Toasterhead and Phib, as well as Full Body 2. But I've got time limits. So anyway, they didn't know I was going to rip off their taste, but here I am. Lucky me. So those are all Philadelphia bands, and this was an okay night for me. Have a good one.
No Static. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're going to get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends Mike and Chance. No Static. No Static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca/no_static. Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop